Good morning. It's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
Welcome to a Monday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Reporting it first, because if you're not first, you're last.
Number one.
Really?
We welcome our worldwide viewing audience. Streaming on our Hank Facebook page. See what you can hear on the radio. Have fun in the comment section, kids. Tonight's lead story, it's the continuation of the breakup of the year. It's the Elon President Trump thing continues on through the weekend. Trump says, not going to waste any more time on worrying about it. Of course, this is all the big fight over the big, beautiful bill right there. Which wouldn't be the first time somebody's fought over a bill at the White House.
It's kind of a thing.
Especially Bill. Anyway, Trump said he's going to sell the Teslas that he bought back in March from Elon. Could cancel the Elon contracts. Elon's threatened to start a political party.
Really?
There was rumors of a fist fight between Elon and the head of, like, the finance committee or something like that. And that may be where the black eye came from.
What on earth? What?
Elon's dad said late yesterday they're both just tired and they're working hard. So, again, we're gonna, it's 7:47. We're going to try to be the Elon Trump olive branch on the show. But in a recent poll, 52% of Americans don't support either in this one. Although Trump does lead, 28% on Trump's side, while 8 are on Team Musk. 35% think that they won't get back together. Ever. Ever. Ever.
I mean...
And Doge employees are that are left are pretty worried about losing their jobs.
So many layers to this. I'm very concerned about the whole black eye situation.
A little ironic there.
Elon Musk.
MAGA.
Yeah, we'll find out. Coming up 7:47, a little more.
So I'm not sure why Kelly Clarkson seems to be getting so much flack right now, but it's happening again. Rumors continue to swirl that she's ready to leave her successful talk show. And now she's realizing how brutal the single life can be in this modern day and age. Now, apparently, Joe Jonas kind of friend zoned her after they flirted on the set. She thought there might be a spark.
Oh, because they were on the thing together.
It's very tough to swallow. Now, there's no bad blood. He's just not feeling it. Meanwhile, Joe seems to be riding high these days. He just scored his first top 10 solo album, obviously, in power rotation here at Hank FM.
Yeah.
Music for people who believe in love.
That's right. They are both Texans.
I know. That's what I was going to say. They've kind of got a lot in common.
Kelly, I know it's hold on.
Okay. One more day. What's going to happen?
This escalated quickly. Los Angeles. Oh, riots.
No. Yeah.
Just like the good old days. Actually, back when this song was popular. Like in the early 90s. So, yeah, the protests over the immigration ICE raids have turned a little bit uglier than probably it looked like it to begin with. Two self-driving cars on fire. Well, that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
So
they can't put themselves out?
I guess so. But all of downtown L.A. has been declared an unlawful assembly area. That is the latest. And about 300 National Guardsmen are on the ground, too. Trump called them up to go on out there. That is of note. It's the first time presidents called a National Guard without a state's request or consent in about 40 years or something like that. So also prepared to deploy about 500 Marines if necessary. Gavin Newsom now is suing already Trump for doing that.
I know that
seems to have been solving everything. So
I'm not exactly sure what happened, because this is going to surprise you. I don't weekend in California. But apparently they had taken after the federal building. So they called in LAPD. And no one showed up for 2 hours. And so Trump said, fine, if no one's going to protect the federal building, let's call in the federal troops, which is how all this got so
ugly.
I would
like to just speak to your supervisor now, please.
That's how you mean, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So being a paleontologist, it's not an easy gig, like Ross makes it look on Friends. No, you got to travel, you got to study science, you get chased by dinosaurs when we bring them back to life, and it's hard to find all those tools that you're going to need on the job. Luckily, Indiana Jones' old gear is now up for grabs. That would be the fedora, the bullwhip, and the belt.
Dang.
Worn by Harrison Ford.
Man.
Mm-hmm. In Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. They're hitting the auction block, but they're a little bit pricey. I don't know that you may want to expect this for Father's Day. They're expected to go for $500,000.
Okay. Well, that takes me out of the running, unfortunately.
A good hat is going to cost you back some money. You know, that's just how it is.
We've still never found the Lost Ark.
Where did it go?
It's in some Costco warehouse somewhere by the end cutscene. Congratulations, Sovereignty. The 2025 Kentucky Derby winner won the 157th running of the Belmont Stakes in Saratoga Springs, New York on Saturday.
Woo!
He was the Kentucky Derby winner. He stayed out of the Belmont, the Preakness in between. And that's when journalism won.
Mm.
Yeah, and then he came back and he won by over three lengths. Sizable. In horse racing terms. So he could have maybe done the Triple Crown. But again, Sovereignty wins over journalism. That's
MAGA!
Country.
The Tony Awards were last night.
Yeah, I heard about
we don't have any coverage
that.
On that. Oh. Yeah, congratulations to the winners. But I do appreciate all the people that let me know that the new Doobie Brothers Walk This Road album came out.
Oh, how exciting.
Featuring the worst of the Doobie Brothers, because I like regular Doobie Brothers, but then Michael McDonald decided to doobie it up, and then he just downed it.
Y'all won't be there.
Y'all won't be there. Yeah, exactly.
Barbecue knows.
So congratulations to the Doobie Brothers for ruining themselves.
Y'all won't be there.
Mm. So Larry from Cruise Night is not the only one keeping up with The View these days, KB.
Yeah.
No
the View liked him. They said he was very effective.
Oh. Larry knows. You know, Bethany Frankel is on board as well. The skinny girl mogul and reality star, she walked in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit fashion show, as we were all invited to do. Now, Joy Behar from The View chimed in that none of those girls actually looked like that before they went into hair and makeup. And she also made a comment about the girls up front on Bethany. She said they weren't real. They look good. Bethany now clarifying the situation, saying she had a lift about 15 to 20 years ago, but they are the OGs, kind of like Larry.
You know, this and the Elon Trump thing, there's just too much division in this world.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
And Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. In the Diddy trial, Diddy criticizing now the courtroom sketch artist. Diddy saying that the courtroom sketch artist is making him, quote, look like a koala bear. And said to toughen him up a little bit. So Diddy's not happy about the way he's being depicted in court. Or the trial.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
That's on you, brother. Oh. And then Bowflex. A lot of recalls. Bowflex weights have been recalled because of 100 reported injuries. Those who purchase the Bowflex barbells and dumbbells should immediately stop using them. Contact Bowflex for a repair kit and immediately return back to living in 1988.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.